Two colleagues start at the same company with identical credentials. 5 years later, one has climbed to senior leadership, while the other remains stuck in the same role, working longer hours than ever. What separates them? The answer lies not in talent or effort, but in something far more powerful: the strategic choices we make about our own development. This isn't about working harder, it's about working smarter, understanding the hidden rules of advancement, and refusing to let circumstances dictate your trajectory. The concept of efficacy, making deliberate choices to maximize growth and achieve the highest return on effort, transforms how we approach our careers. For professionals who feel they're doing everything right, yet still hitting invisible barriers, understanding this framework becomes the difference between frustration and breakthrough. Technical brilliance opens doors, but won't carry you through them. Consider Joy, an Ivy League-educated tax consultant whose impeccable analytical skills kept her trapped. She delivered flawless reports, yet remained invisible to leadership. Why? She never delegated, rarely collaborated beyond her team, and couldn't articulate her value to non-specialists. Professionals who advance master three dimensions. Technical skills establish credibility, relational skills build bridges with diverse colleagues, and influential skills drive impact by shaping decisions and engineering solutions that benefit everyone. Tape Marcus, a brilliant software engineer whose code was poetry, but whose career stalled. His peer Sarah, with comparable technical abilities, became an engineering manager within 2 years. While Marcus worked in isolation, Sarah mentored junior developers, translated technical concepts for business stakeholders, and built cross-departmental alliances. She understood that leadership means multiplying impact through others. Research reveals successful leaders spend 80% of their time on relationships and influence. Brain science challenges the myth of fixed abilities. Anders Ericsson's research reveals that sustained, focused practice, not innate talent, separates novices from masters. What looks like effortless genius is accumulated effort made invisible by time. Embracing a capacity-building mindset transforms failure from shameful inadequacy into valuable feedback. Instead of, "Am I smart enough?" you ask, "What can I learn?" One professional terrified of public speaking began with small team presentations, studied what worked, and gradually built competence. What seemed impossible became difficult, then manageable, then natural. Hesitating in meetings or declining ambitious opportunities aren't personality quirks. They're symptoms of internalized low expectations. When we absorb others' doubts, we create a devastating spiral. Low expectations erode confidence, diminished confidence reduces effort, and decreased effort produces weaker results that confirm the original doubts. Low expectations appear as subtle signals, being overlooked for projects or receiving protective advice against promotions. Alberto, after one difficult presentation, concluded his accent disqualified him from leadership. Through coaching, he reassessed objectively. He communicated effectively but needed strategies for managing nervousness. Rather than accepting permanent limitation, he chose deliberate practice. The first warning sign is avoidance disguised as reasonable, claiming challenging projects aren't interesting while staying busy with comfortable tasks. Breaking this pattern requires noticing when fear drives decisions and surrounding yourself with people who push you toward action. Confidence isn't believing you can accomplish something now, it's believing you can learn how. After setbacks, ask, "What can I learn?" not "Why am I not good enough?" This transforms failure from feedback about approach into a verdict on worth. Surround yourself with people who help solve problems. Remember, your power to engineer outcomes rests entirely on how you respond. Others' doubts are data points, not verdicts. Working hard in isolation guarantees obscurity. No matter your brilliance, you won't be valued unless leaders know who you are and feel comfortable working with you. Today's most sought-after professionals possess strong relational skills. The social grace to navigate diverse interactions and build trusting relationships that multiply impact far beyond what you could accomplish alone. Prepare deliberately for networking with a memorable introduction highlighting what makes you interesting, professional accomplishments, or unexpected personal passions. One quiet consultant leveraged his weekend motorcycle racing hobby to create lasting impressions, connecting calculated risk-taking on the track to his professional approach. Finding common ground serves as the foundation for effective collaboration. Listen attentively to understand others' objectives and unearth shared interests. Early in his career, working under a manager who made disparaging remarks about Black employees, Hyder focused on supporting the manager's priorities, boosting customer service scores, and reducing inventory shortage. As the manager recognized how Hyder benefited him, negative attitudes lessened, enabling a productive working relationship. An effective network has four characteristics: breadth, connections at various levels; quality, mutual understanding and respect; reciprocity, offering value to others; and dynamism, evolving connections matching your changing priorities. Your appearance and presence advertise why others should connect with you. While authenticity matters, don't confuse style with essence. Be sensitive to workplace norms and dress for the job you want. Mastering influence, commanding trust and respect without provoking fear or resentment, enables you to shape your reality rather than letting others determine your future. Making a conscious decision to be influential is often the hardest step. This visibility feels uncomfortable, especially for those who learned to go along to get along. But perceived safety comes at a cost. When you don't offer opinions, people stop seeking them. When you don't take control, others decide for you. When you don't shape commitment, you become invisible. Influence isn't innate. It's a skill requiring practice. Study how effective influencers create shared vision and handle disagreement. Take an incremental approach. Share opinions with friends. Offer perspectives to your manager. Speak up in meetings. Lead small projects. Clarify your desired outcome before attempting to shape a situation. Rather than pushing your viewpoint, focus on why someone would adopt your perspective and make those benefits clear. Resistance rarely reflects on you personally. It signals you haven't convinced them that benefits outweigh perceived costs. Study your organization's unwritten rules about how decisions actually get made. Build alliances extending in all directions. Frontline staff can sabotage implementation as easily as executives can kill budgets. Effective influencers believe they have both the power and right to advocate for what matters. Rather than thinking, "They won't let me," they ask, "What do I need to do next?" Taking full responsibility for your development is the most radical act in a world that often keeps us in place. These principles aren't a prescriptive checklist. They're a compass for navigating career decisions, helping you create the environment you want rather than accepting what's handed to you. Think boldly about possibilities. Step out of comfort zones, refusing to let others dictate who you could become. Surround yourself with supportive people who create forward momentum, understanding that setbacks provide valuable feedback for growth. You can wait for permission, hoping someone will recognize your potential, or you can give yourself permission to grow, to influence, to lead. This requires viewing every challenge as feedback, every relationship as potential partnership, and every setback as data for your next attempt. Your career isn't something that happens to you. It's something you engineer through thousands of small strategic choices. Choose to believe in your growth capacity. Choose relationships that multiply your impact. Choose to influence outcomes rather than accepting them. In making these choices consistently and courageously, you transform from someone whose future is determined by others into the architect of your own professional destiny.